Joining us by telephone is Michael Fraley, who is the EMS coordinator for Portage County. Cold weather is here, and you need to be prepared. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
That's certainly right. About 600 people each year in the United States die from hypothermia, and the vast majority of those deaths are preventable by being prepared and or knowing what to do.
What can people do to get ready? Because we never really know the situation we're going to be in, but there are certain things we can do to take steps.
That's a big piece of it, and living where we do, we know that the weather can change pretty quickly and unexpectedly. So, you know, part of it is having some cold weather gear in your vehicle in case you get stranded or experience some weather that you weren't expecting. Part of it's just dressing when you go out, leave the house beginning of the day, you know, understanding that it could turn cold on you.
And part of the emergency kit for vehicles would be having that spare clothing and maybe some food and blankets or something as well, wouldn't it?
Yes, and you know, maybe some equipment to help get yourself out of the snow, maybe some equipment to help signal some help as well.
One of the most dangerous things about wintertime is ice. There's really no such thing as safe ice, is there?
That's right. Unless you're really quite familiar with the body of water, between bad ice from water currents underneath there, melting, snow being on top of it, not forming as strong ice, you just never know when and where the ice is going to be dangerous. So we certainly recommend that folks stay off of it unless they're really familiar with it. Because that is one of the big ways that people can get hypothermia is by breaking through the ice and getting wet. And then hypothermia sets in really quickly then.
Let's take a look at that. With someone's exposure to water versus cold air, your body just does not have the time to recover quickly, does it?
No, and water really wicks heat away from your body probably 25 times as quickly. Water can take heat away from your body as it does in the air, so it's really a big factor.
If I remember right, your body only has a certain amount of time you can be exposed to that cold water until you just give up and pass out. You really need to be prepared if you're going on the ice.
That's right. You know, aside from the initial shock of being in the suddenly cold water, you know, depending on your health and strength and some other variables, you might only have about 10 minutes where your muscles actually work to be able to support yourself and get out or get help.
Anything we haven't covered yet?
Well, I suppose the biggest piece is being able to recognize hypothermia, whether it be in yourself or more likely being able to recognize it in other people. We like to tell people to watch out for the umbles. As a person gets hypothermia, they start to mumble, stumble, fumble, and grumble. As your body kind of slows down in the cool, you lose reflexes and coordination, and your brain kind of starts to slow down. So it's really important to help recognize it in somebody else, you know, whether it be, you know, something from being in the outdoors and getting cold, or an elderly person who's indoors but maybe not dressed well, maybe doesn't have the heat turned up well enough, or has some medical conditions or medications that make them susceptible to hypothermia.
Let's say that you are trying to help someone who is suffering from the signs of hypothermia. There's a right and a wrong way to warm someone up, isn't there?
Probably one of the biggest things we recommend you do is get any wet clothing off of folks. Make sure that they're in some dry clothing. Passive body heat is a great way for you know, the general citizen to help someone else out. You know, get them in some warm, a warm sleeping bag or underneath some warm blankets and get help.
True or false, getting him into a warm shower is a good idea?
I would probably not. I'd probably say it's probably better just to keep them dry and warm and get help. If they're to the point where they need to seek medical attention, it's just better to get that done rather than try and get them in the shower. If they are, you know, truly hypothermic, they're going to have some coordination issues, which could you know, cause them to fall and have other injuries. Alcohol is sometimes associated with hypothermia. It is certainly a risk factor. A lot of people like to think that you can take a little nip of alcohol to warm you up, and even though it may feel like it warms you up, it actually makes you much more susceptible to serious hypothermia. So we don't recommend any to alcohol when we're out in the cold.